Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
That time again, fall in New York. Leaves are changing, air is crisp. Time to spend some money. The new fall wardrobe is upon us. I can see it happening now.
Blazers and coats and boots
and
sweaters.
And leggings and scarves and hats. Ugh, I can't wait. You guys, today we have something special. Really special because it's both personal and business. We are so excited today to have on... Oh my God, you need that. I know, that is the name of the Instagram handle. We're going to tell you the story. We have the fashion industry pros with us, Hallie Simonara, Lauren Vreeland, her partner. It's so sad she cannot be here. She's in New York. We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much.
So happy. Oh my God, you need this. It's the creation of two best friends, two other very good friends, and fashion industry veterans. Today we have Hallie Simonara. She's a former fashion publicist. And not with us, Lauren Vreeland, who is amazing. She's a former Glamour magazine editor. They have both spent, many years. I've known Hallie since her days at Starworks, mm-hmm. where she represented some of the best brands ever in this business. But they have six daughters between them. I actually, to my credit, because Emisha left the city. She left the big, big city for Summit, New Jersey. And that's how we met Hallie. Actually, that where you had met Hallie. Did you know her at Starworks?
We worked together at Starworks and reunited in Summit, New Jersey.
And so Hallie and Lauren, they literally have six babies in between them. They wanted a seventh baby. So they started OMG, You Need That. OMG, You Need That is their tagline. And it launched on Instagram in October 2021. It's a shopping and styling service with a goal of helping real women find everything they didn't need. I was there when this came to fruition.
I know. I mean,
it was kind of amazing.
Yeah, I remember.
We were sitting on my couch.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were sitting there. She's like, I've got this idea.
I know. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. I love you both. Yeah, we were sitting in Emisha's kitchen having a glass of wine like we do. Lauren and I, our friends are always complimenting us and talking about, oh, we love your outfit. Where'd you get it? And I said, I had started, I think we had gotten the handle, OMG, You Need That. So we had
By the way, is such a clickbaity. It's kind
of
the fucking best.
Well, and
oh my God, you need that because you do.
Well, it's so funny because it's so much like you two, which I mean, I know you guys I mean, I've known Emisha for over 12 years now.
It's like you two.
I remember when, you in Starworks schlepping.
Yeah, I was totally the like lowly assistant, like, what can I get you? What do you need? But
you live in Brooklyn. Why do I fucking need to help you with a car?
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, I could go. We need a podcast on that. Like,
the
PTSD of being someone's assistant
In the fashion industry.
So, yeah, I mean, Lauren and I, you guys remind me so much of us because we shop the same way you two do. And it started with us calling each other. So we lived in the city together. Well, not together, but we lived in the city at the same time. And we knew each other from the fashion industry. I was in PR and Lauren was editing at Glamour. And, you know, we had known each other a really long time. We had our babies at the same time. And we would call each other. Once we both moved out of the city, we'd call each other and we'd have these conversations where we'd say, like, oh my God, I just got this. And oh my God, you need this. And I feel like you guys do this too all the time. But you buy something and you're like, I have to share this with my bestie. Like, you have to get this. It's
and
so
what's
good.
So great, though, it's not just high end. It's not low end. It's not just accessory. I mean, it's everything in between, which is why we're having Hallie on today. It really is amazing.
It is. And I think that's kind of, for lack of a better phrase, like our bread and butter. I mean, this is how we dress. I mean, I love Zara finds. I love finding something cool at H&M and mixing it with the high and the low. And I think that's really how I want to get dressed. And I'm a mom. I have three girls and Lauren has three girls as well. And some days I cannot put on, you know, a really expensive top. I want to put on my $8 Target tank with a pair of high-waisted jeans and walk out the door and throw a blazer over my shoulders. And I look put together and I look like I know what I'm doing, but it didn't take me, you know, a $350 Loewe tank to get there.
And it's true. I mean, you have skyrocketed. So you only started October 2021.
Yeah.
So again, we're going to go through all the hacks, all the fall trends.
Right.
She's going to give it to.
Right.
So if someone wants to hire you, because she works with women all over the United States.
Yeah.
Kind of take us through like how you help women figure it out.
Right. Oh, so I mean, we have a few clients, Lauren and I individually, which is great. And then we also do some clients together. And we can do Zoom, we can do the FaceTime. We have a client in Arizona, we have a client in Florida. And I think it's really great because, you know, I don't need to physically be there. And I think it's funny. A lot of women say to us, like, how do you know how to get dressed? And some days I really don't. I mean, some days I can get it together and I feel like I like the way that I look. And other days we're just like everybody else. We're like, I hate the way I look today. And like, I just hate it. And
or you just want to buy a few like trendy, you know, pieces every fall, spring, summer.
Right.
Like, what is it? What do you need?
Right.
What do you need to spend money on? I think that's what people always ask us, like, should we really buy that? Should we really invest in that?
The investment pieces?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of our, like, even whether you're a client or not, they come to us and they're like, what should we splurge on? What should we save on? And I think it's just being able to use the pieces that you have in your closet and build upon them in your everyday wardrobe and the things that you're putting together to wear.
So let's talk about that.
Sure.
What is the cordrobe? That's what I call it.
Yeah.
I wrote a book a thousand years ago and we named it the cordrobe.
I love that.
What are your cores?
I love that. I mean, for me, I think a great pair of jeans, a few great pairs of jeans.
What are
your
favorites?
I really, really love A. Goldie's right now. I'm loving the redone. I mean, I'm short. I'm vertically challenged. I'm like Molly, who I'm like, I said today, I was like, I need to wear heels because she's so tall and pretty. And so Emisha and I both, like, the same height. And I feel like it's really hard to find jeans.
You have great cream jeans on right now.
Yeah, these are Kate. And I love these. Emisha and I were just obsessing over them. Like, and this
Which Kate is that? So it's kind of like a little...
This is the Vivian crop.
The Vivian crop. It's a little bootleg with a little undone.
But you frayed the end yourself.
Mine. Yeah, I mean, this is... Emisha's like, how do you do that? I'm like, I'll do it for all your jeans.
She begs me to bring my jeans over to
cut them.
Because they're kind of undone.
Yeah, right. And that's... Honestly, that's how I dress. I mean, I feel like I'm, you know, I don't take myself too seriously because I can't. And I feel like I just, that's the way that I dress. I put on a pair of jeans that might be, you know, a $350 pair of jeans, which is a splurge. And I get that. I'm fully aware of that. And so is
your husband.
So is my husband. Yes. He loves the like work purchases. So I'm aware of that. So I try to mix it with something that's a little bit more approachable, like a white tee or the ribbed Target tank that was $8 that I literally put under everything.
I need that.
You need it. I mean, you'll laugh. I brought like 8, so I can bring you some later. I literally brought 8.
Has anyone else been having a hard time sleeping lately? I don't know if it's a symptom of getting back into the swing of things for fall or what, but I've been really restless lately and I just can't afford to have sleepless nights. As a working mom to 3 little kids, I have to make sure I am present for everyone in my life day to day and can function at a high level. That is not an easy feat, people. So every now and again, you just have to turn to a sleep aid, but these ones I'm going to tell you just are a little bit different. Juna, J-U-N-A, has launched the first ever sugar-free sleep gummies. Yes, you heard that right. First ever. Not just the first for them. And I have to tell you guys, these really work. We actually just had Lainey Crowell, the founder of Say, on the podcast recently. The episode will be coming out in a few weeks. So guys, make sure and listen. You're going to learn all about Say and her wellness journey. But she was talking so much about how much she loves Juna and she loves the sleep gummies. If you're eager to try them as I was, use code LIPSTICK at JunaWorld.com for 20% off your first purchase. And I love the name Juna's Nightcap. Sleep gummies are a one-stop shop to help fall asleep, stay asleep, and even get more stage 3 deep sleep. Did you guys know that during stage 3 deep sleep, your skin and tissues regenerate and collagen is produced? I guess that's why they call it our beauty sleep, right? By the way, as much as we all care about and love good skin, sleep impacts so much more than that, like our energy, immunity, mood, metabolism, hormones, and digestion. These nightcap gummies taste amazing, and I've been sleeping really, really well and really feel rested. It's been such a game changer in my life. Check them out by visiting JunaWorld.com. Plus, save 20% off with code LIPSTICK. That's JunaWorld.com with code LIPSTICK.
Hi guys, I'm Haley Hubbard, mom and wife to a country music star.
And I'm Jess Diamond, registered dietitian, parent educator, and mom.
And this is the Meaningful Living Podcast, here to make parenthood and life a little easier and a lot less lonely.
We bring on all our favorite experts and friends and answer all your questions.
And ours.
To break it all down into the simple and reliable tools, tricks, and answers.
We get into the real side of it, parenthood, relationships, you name it.
So join us every Monday at Meaningful Living, that's meaningful with 2 L's, for conversations that will leave you feeling way more confident.
It takes a village, and we can't wait for you to join ours.
They come in great colors, and they go with everything. And like a high-waisted pair of jeans like you're wearing today, Molly. Molly looks so cute. Amisha looks so cute. But a high-waisted pair of jeans, like, I love the accessibility of wearing that tank with a pair of jeans, and like it's just simple and you look great.
Do you pair it more with a sweater? Would you pair it more with a jacket, a blazer?
Honestly, all of the above. I mean, for me, and I think actually, like, I'm jumping ahead, but fall trends, I mean, one of the biggest trends we're seeing for fall is the white tank, and it's on the Prada runway, it was on the Givenchy runway. And I think, I mean, listen, I don't take myself too seriously. Lauren doesn't either. We're moms. Like, Lauren has a brand new puppy. Like, half of the day I'm spent like running around like a lunatic. So I don't, you know, I'm not going to invest in the Prada tank. I would love to, but it's not realistic. So the Target tank, $8, it's the best.
That's what I love about the site. Like, not only do you get information, but the trends are real. Like, you really do go out. You're like, okay, if you want the Prada, here's the Target version. And it's actually almost as good.
Right. And like, we love to do like a save versus splurge, because I know not everybody has a disposable income where you can spend, you know, $350 on jeans, but we have like a great $150 pair that you're going to get your use out of. Or H&M. I mean, perfect example. Amisha and I fell in love with the row pant, the black row. I think it's called the, like,
it's got the slit in the front.
It's got the slit in the front. It's just so easy. And like, I find myself in these. I recently applied all 3 of my daughters to private school. And I was like, what do I wear for these like interviews? What do I wear for this? And it's like, I don't want to be showing up in a dress. Like that just felt too like I'm trying too hard. So I wanted to be this like cool, like I'm a working mom. I'm not going to try too hard, but I want to show up and like be cool and chic at this interview. And those pants literally got me through. It was like the best investment. And mm-hmm. I think it's like the best way for me to describe what we do is like I'll wear those pants with like a sling back flat or, you know, a Gucci loafer. And those are the investment pieces. And, you know, Lauren styled it with like high socks and New Balances. And I was like, wow, I would never wear that. But you made it look so cool.
Well, I think that's what I love about the site, too, because it's very curated and it's very curated. And, you know, you do love, you know, the power of a floral blouse. Like we're all wearing some type of floral right now.
I know.
We're headed into fall. And, you know, the way you put it together, you might put it a certain way together. Emisha might put it, but you give people ideas, which is why your grid and why everything sells out so quickly is half the time how you just put it together. And I think that's people have such a hard time with. Okay,
yeah.
A great white tank, jeans.
Yeah.
What else?
A super cool blazer. I mean, I'm really into, I feel like H&M and Mango and Zara have such great option.
Mango especially. You turned me back on to Mango.
Mango
is phenomenal
they're
right now.
Killing it. And Lauren and I laugh. Like we call it Mango Ortiz because I'm so obsessed with Joanna Ortiz, everything. Like if I could wear everything from her collections, I would. But I can't. So if I can go on Mango and find this amazing printed dress, that it's not the exact same print, but it's a really approachable dress that does the same thing for me and gives you those like tropical vibes, beachy.
I was just about to say it's Johanna Ortiz. Now it's called Mango Ortiz.
Mango Ortiz.
But Johanna, she, again, if you can have a few pieces.
Johanna, I said it wrong. Sorry.
The best puffy sleeve.
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh.
And that's an investment, too. Even like totally. Her prints are so.
Totally.
Okay. Mango, H&M, Zara.
I mean, I find Zara has the best blazers for under $80. I mean, you can buy a $49 Zara blazer. And honestly, when I hold it up next to my Isabel Marant ones that I've had for years, you know, working in fashion, I'm like, you know, I wouldn't really be able to tell the difference if I didn't know. And I think those pieces I laugh so hard because sometimes clients are like, I don't want to spend that. And I'm like, you've spent more on a salad, babe. Like you can buy a Zara blazer. You're going to be fine. You're going to be okay.
You spent more on a salad.
I know. Right. It's really hard, especially like when I'm trying to like just buy the really good white t-shirt.
Yes.
You're going to have it for 10. Yeah. My mom was always great about that. Loafer for fall, which we're going to get into the trends. But
oh
in terms
gosh,
of like
yeah.
the core.
Yeah.
Sling back, I also think is a great
definitely
piece.
I mean, I love the loafer. I'm a huge fan. I still go to my Gucci ones that I've had forever. But right now I'm obsessing over the Celine loafers. I mean, I just think they're so good.
They're so good. And they have the ballet
flat. Those ones.
Now.
Oh, the ballet flat I want.
The
so
ballet
bad.
Flat is.
That's what I show.
They have it in like a camel, like a beautiful taupey beige with like the tie, kind of like Chanel-esque ballet. They're so good.
So cute.
You know who does a really good knockoff of the Chanel ballet is Margot. Do you know Margot?
Yes. Yes. Those are great flats.
They're
oh,
great
I've seen those.
Flats.
Yes.
And they also have like a great like flat mule, a Musée d'Orsay. Yep. That's a really good brand.
And the Alex Mill flats are great.
Oh, I love my Alex
really
Mill.
Great.
I don't know those.
Oh, I'll send them to you. They're really, really good.
They look like the row.
They
had a
do.
Pair.
The Manolos you got, the flats that you got on sale that I love. They make those every year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like a suede flat with two.
The buckle.
The buckle.
The buckle.
Yeah.
It's really, really
those
good.
Those are great. But yeah, I mean, I'm obsessed. I'm not like, I don't know if I can pull off the like lug sole loafer. And I think we're definitely still seeing that into fall. We were shopping yesterday and I was like, ooh, should I try them on? But, you know, there's definitely a side of me that, you know, if you don't want to spend that on the Celine version or the Prada version or, you know, that high end luxury, you can go and find really good dupes. I mean, I think it was Ghani had the best dupe last spring or last winter into spring for a great loafer. And I think that, like, if you don't want to spend that money, there's options out there. And like, I, the other thing that Lauren and I are really good about is recognizing fast fashion and recognizing when it's worth it to splurge.
Okay, it's fall. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's start. Okay.
Yes.
What fall trends are we seeing?
Okay. So I think we are seeing a lot of, I think, post-pandemic vibes. We're ready to like get out and party and go have fun. And I think we're seeing really, really fun colors, neons for fall, which I am obsessed with. And I think Lauren and I, our favorite thing, like we're always like, invest in a party shoe.
I do the same. Yes. Like, buy one fucking great thing you would never buy.
I know.
Like, and now it's really, I mean, it's hot pink, citron
yellow. I got hot pink sandals and I love them.
And I think, I mean, I know you too appreciate this because I feel like we have the same love for fashion, but a party shoe is your, like, that's your best accessory.
Yeah.
And you can wear a black dress with that and instantly look chic when you have this really fun pop of color accessory. So anyway, we're seeing a lot of that for fall. I think like a bold shoulder, you know, last year was like more about 90s. I think we're going to go back to some 80s vibes, which I love. I'm an 80s child and I love that. I mean, fun neon colors. And I think in a sophisticated way, you know, super chic silhouettes. And if you don't want to wear a neon pink silk suit, wear the blazer with a white tank. You know, you can still look really cool in that with like a ripped pair of jeans. Or, I mean, I'm loving the redone ankle crop and they are so good. And I, when I wear them, I get so many compliments. And I love those with like a really high hot pink Manolo and a fun blazer.
Oh, I love your hot pink Manolos.
I want her to, I want you to get back into heels. I love heels.
I got back. So moving to the suburbs actually was what made me get back into heels.
Yeah.
You don't have to schlep and walk to catch a cab or an
You're
Uber.
You're not ruining them.
You're not ruining
the mean
them.
Streets of New York.
She had the sickest collection of heels.
Oh my
mules.
God.
I used to
We
have
the same size shoe. So even like yesterday, I was like, what shoes am I wearing tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, let me tell you.
So I think, and I think definitely the white tank is here to stay. Like that is your underpinning, for lack of a better word. I think wear that with everything. A high-waisted jean.
You know what I love? A good sale. I actually love a good sale, almost more than I love whatever it is I'm buying. Kidding. Sort of. Actually, not really. But I always say, if you can wait for something to go on sale, wait, because you really do feel so much better about your decision after the fact. How many times have you regretted buying something on sale? Never, right? Okay, well, actually, I have regretted buying stuff on sale when I get a little carried away and I end up buying things I actually don't need. Sometimes a price point is too good to pass up. Anyway, I digress. A sale, it's just always a good idea. You know what's also always a good idea? A Macy's sale. Yep, that's right. You guys are in for such a treat because their VIP sale is upon us. You all need to mark your calendars. From September 23rd to October 3rd, get 30% off your regular sale and clearance items plus 15% off beauty, which is huge. Let me just break that down for you if you're not good at math. Neither am I, by the way. That's 30% off pretty much everything from clothing, shoes, handbags, to home decor and appliances, accessories, you name it. Do you understand how good of a deal that is? Because I'm really not sure you guys do. And let's go back to talking about 15% off beauty. Beauty is basically, well, it just really is never on sale. So I would jump on that first. This is the time to get everything you need for fall, everything you need for your holiday gifts. Just get it done. Get your kids what they need for school if you haven't already. Get your husband what he needs for his office or weekends, whatever it is your husband's need, your partner's need. Sorry, Stuber. I'll get you something good. So don't forget to shop between September 23rd and October 3rd at Macy's.com. That's Macy's.com. You guys know very well by now, I love Print Fresh. I love them. I do. I love them. What's not to love about a pajama? A printed pajama, nonetheless. For those of you who are new here, Print Fresh is a woman-owned luxury sleepwear and lifestyle brand. There's so much I love about them, and one of the things being how inclusive they are with their size ranging from extra small to 6X. Created by textile and fashion entrepreneur Amy Volition, Flora and Fauna is brought to life on organic cotton loungewear, now offering statement-making home decor and accessories that are full of personality, from bedding and wallpaper to sleepwear and so many amazing accessories. There's truly something for everyone who loves a good print moment. Something new of theirs I'm loving is their In Bloom sheet set. It comes in the sweetest little pink poppy print, perfect for your little girl's room, made with 100% organic cotton, hand-printed, and the fabric is super lightweight and soft. A decor trick I love for myself or a guest room, if you don't want to go full print, is to just do pillows in a print, and they keep your sheets and your duvet neutral. Again, if you're someone who wants to dip their toes in but not go all the way, the reversible Weekend Stripes quilt is a great place to start. So chic, and at the end of the bed, it really just pulls the whole thing together beautifully. I'm really so excited that they've entered this category. It's such a naturally perfect extension for them, and I can't wait to see more of what they do. With a new season around the corner, PrintFresh is welcoming autumn-inspired pajamas and robes perfect for the cozy season upon us. So head to printfresh.com/lipstick. Okay, you guys are going to get 15% off. Use the code LIPSTICK off your first order and let the sweet dreams begin. So head to printfresh.com/lipstick or use code LIPSTICK for 15% off your first order and let the sweet dreams begin. Head to printfresh.com/lipstick or use code LIPSTICK for 15% off your first order.
Let's talk about the jeans. Let's talk about the pants. What are we, is skinny?
Well, okay, so Lauren and I actually really feel strongly about this. And she said this to me on the way over because I was like, oh, I don't know if I like my outfit. And it's like such a bestie conversation. It's just like hyping me up. But I think that if skinny jeans work for you, wear them. If you're comfortable in them and you don't, and they look good on you and they fit you, I think knowing that they look good on you is half the battle. But I think if you like them and you feel good in them, wear them. Because that might be your jean. I mean, I'm short. I can't wear a lot of jeans, but, you know, I know that, like, the wide leg flare, I have to wear that jean with heels. Otherwise, yeah. I look so short and dumpy.
Yeah.
But I think that if you want to try a new denim style, a wide leg, I wore a wide leg yesterday and, you know, it has to be the right length and making sure that length looks good on you. You look in the mirror and it doesn't look right. You know, play around with the hem. Mm-hmm. Roll it up a couple times, see how you feel, and then you can trim them and, you know, get
by
a good...
By the way, trim them, it's not that hard. It's literally, no. I do it all the time.
Will you do a tutorial video of how
to... Yeah.
I think that would go over well because I did ruin a pair of brand new mother jeans.
Oh my God, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do a TikTok and we'll show that.
Yes.
Because it's so... Everybody
definitely
loves it. A trick of mine... When I buy like a great floral dress and there's like four layers inside, I literally will go into, ask the assistant in the store. I'm like, excuse me, do you have a pair of scissors? And she's like.
And they look horrified. They're like, you're cutting a dress? And she's like, I'll buy it.
I was like, yeah. And then I will literally lose like 4 pounds of a dress. And she's like, how did you do that? Or like throw in like a bodysuit.
Yeah.
If it's somewhat see-through, but you don't have that bulk. And sometimes that bulk of like. The crazy layers.
Right.
It's a really good hack to learn how to do.
I cut everything.
And don't underestimate a tailor. Like,
absolutely.
Go to your local dry cleaners. There's probably one great, especially if you keep going to the same one. Like, you can do like 5 or 10 things all at once, quickly try it on, and then it looks good.
I actually saw that. There's a store in our town that I go to a lot, and the woman who owns it, she had these dresses that had like a bow, like you tied the shoulder strap on them. And she showed me, she was like, I hate the way that the bow sits. So she took it to the tailor and she actually had them just turn it into one thick strap so that there's no bow. Like you don't even tie it. It doesn't, she didn't permanently put a bow on there. She just changed the strap. And I think that sometimes I am not good at that with my clothing. Like I can't see what to change.
Right.
You're really good at it, Molly. Molly will be like, rip that slip out.
Yeah.
Take that in and then you're good.
The power of a bodysuit, the power of a long sleeve, turtleneck. Like there is nothing chic. And we're going to talk about Horse Girl, which.
Yes. Horse Girl.
Last night I'm like drinking and she's like, maybe.
Horse Girl is in.
Yeah,
it is.
Horse Girl is in. But let's keep to pants. We're keeping to pants. Okay. So,
and pants.
Go to brands.
And pants, for denim, I think, I love A. Goldie. I love Redone. I think Redone does a great trend jean. So, if you're looking for a trend that you want to try, I think they do a great job in executing that. I love Nili Lowten jeans. Like, those are my favorite.
Are you wearing them now?
I'm wearing them now.
They're so good.
These are good. They have a little bit stretch. Yeah. So you kind of want to go one size under. Yep. And I think if for anybody who's buying Kate,
great advice.
Kate, go one size up. Yep. Know that you didn't gain 5 to 7 pounds. It's just they suck with their sizing.
Yep. I love those. I think those are great investment jeans.
What about Zara or Mango for jeans?
I like Zara jeans. I usually end up cutting them. They're usually long. And honestly, Levi's, like the Mile High Skinny, I size up at least one or two sizes in Levi's, which like, oh, I hate that, but you have to do it. But like the Wedgie Icon, any of those jeans, like, you know, they're great price points. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing that we do a great job at is like finding sales. Like we hate paying full price for anything, Lauren and I. We hate it. Like I'm like, I need to find a sale. So I think you can find them on sale. Check the websites, like sign up and get the 15% off and try a bunch of jeans. I mean, Levi's are like still a really, really great pair of jeans that if you don't have a huge budget, they're going to get you what like that great fit and make your butt look great.
Yeah, Levi's butts are usually good.
Really good.
And I actually, when you took me jean shopping.
So this was like moosey, mousy. I don't know how to say it. Moosey. It was like very like
I like
new.
Those jeans too.
And
they're expensive.
They're very expensive.
Yeah. And they're really made for smaller people.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. Like the I never have to cut those.
No, I mean, these are
literally,
mousies
they come
right
to
now.
Like my half calf.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have that
but
problem.
She literally said to me, she goes, your jeans are outdated. You did.
We went jean shopping in Soho and you ended up walking out with like, you know, multiple pairs.
I did.
They looked so good on you.
She was like, you got to up your jean. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I think jeans, sometimes we get stuck.
We do. And you wear your favorites. And
you wear your favorites. And that's why I'm like, I guess, kind of pushing out of our comfort of the skinny.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like it used to just be wide leg, bootleg, or skinny.
Yeah.
And now, take, you know, Hallie's advice. Go and try on Try on all of the different styles.
Yeah, I love Mother, too.
And
Emisha got me hooked on those.
Yeah, they're really good. And DLs are really good.
DLs are, my current favorite pair are the, I think it's the Hepburn.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah, you would like the Hepburn.
And let's also talk about colors.
Yes.
I think for fall, everyone needs a great pair of a beigey, browny, white-ish. I know it's fall, but I think it's so chic.
Okay. So, I mean, well, I have, for pants, I think my favorite pant right now, and I was actually thinking I need to send them to Molly because you have to try them. They look so good on you. I forget the name of them, but they're Reformation and they're a high-waisted trouser and they are so good. I obviously had to have them tailored. But also, I mean, back to your point, don't be afraid to go to your tailor. And I mean, this is so dorky of me, but I can sew. I remember like I was like, I always want to have a fashion career. So my mom was like, let's do a sewing class. And I'm like, OK, like, how is that going to get me in my future? But I can sew. So like I'll tack a strap and like make it shorter. Or if I want to wear those Reformation pants out one night with heels, like I'll just go and put a little stitch in.
Yeah.
And I know not everybody can do that, but you can take it to your tailor and do that. So
you know who does another great high-waisted is Veronica Beard.
Yes.
Great for trousers.
Yes.
For tall, for like all of us.
Yes. But the Reformation pant, and even if you are on the shorter side, I love that. Like I'm wearing them this spring, but I'm definitely wearing them in the fall with Isabel Marant sneaker.
Let's talk sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a good sneaker.
Well, we were having this conversation yesterday, and I think, you know, we always get asked, like, should we throw away our Golden Goose sneakers? And I don't think you necessarily have to, but I think a clean, modern sneaker is where we're trending towards. And honestly, it just looks better. You look more put together. You look more chic. You don't, and again, you don't have to go buy the Isabel Marant one. Go buy a pair of Adidas Stan Smiths.
And I tell you also, Madewell makes a great green pair. Cezanne makes a great pair. Lower, I think they're under $100. YSL, if you want to go a little. Superga.
Those are
just
the
something
best.
Simple. Yeah. I do. I agree. It kind of makes it just like a little bit more
clean.
Chic.
Yeah.
But you remember the original Golden Goose were not as worn and glitzy.
Yeah.
And I have my original still
me
that
too.
I won't get rid of.
Me too. I have a green pair that I got at Net-a-Porter. Like, honestly, it was like my first like expensive shoe. I remember being like, I can't believe I'm spending this on this. But They're not dirty. They look really cool.
Yeah. I think I just invested in sneakers recently and I got a white pair of Goop ones. She did I think it was a collection with either Puma or Adidas, but I got it at her Goop store here in Brentwood, but I'm sure it's online. Really chic. And I got myself the Loewe, L-O-E.
Oh, yeah. I love them. The Loewe. I mean, those are amazing.
And I do think, it's here to say, it took me a while, like 3 years. There is nothing better than a pair of black Chanel sneaker.
I love my Chanel sneakers.
There is nothing better than black Chanel sneakers.
I drool over Emma. Emma wears them.
She made me get them.
To like pick up at school because our daughters go to the same school. And so Emma like rolls up in her. And it's not really the vibe there, which I think I should preface it with that. Like it's,
I stick out like a sore
Not hating. Thumb. I'm not hating. But Emma rolls up in her like Chanel sneakers. And I'm like, okay, damn, girl. but I love them. And every time she wears them, I'm like, I'm going to steal those one day from her.
I have the tweed ones, too, that I have to bust out. Oh, I didn't wear those this season. They're like a beautiful camel tweed. And I love them, like, with a pair of jeans and a t-shirt or a sweater.
Oh, my God, they're so cool. And I mean, I love, like, I gravitate towards that, like, French girl chic look. And I think a white plain sneaker is a really great way to achieve that look with a wide leg jean, whether it be cropped or whether it be the Reformation pant that's, like, you know, a little bit folded over the front of the sneaker. I love that look.
I love that look.
It was funny.
It's like baggy, but classy.
Yes.
But so good.
And like throw a cool slouchy blazer on. And like, you know, I the way that I dress, especially being short, I mean, I'm like harping on that clearly. I have issues. But I think the way that I dress is like balance out. If you're going to wear a big, like a wide leg pant, wear something smaller on top so it doesn't look like you're being engulfed in clothes.
Talk about that. She and I, we fought about it for years. Finally, I'm like, people who tend to like, when you gain weight during your pregnancy.
Oh
like,
my God, story of my life.
Yeah, so I did three times as we all did.
Yep.
And I'm always like, as you get bigger, go tighter. You actually look smaller as opposed to going.
It's a hard thing to do.
It's a hard thing.
It really is. And Lauren and I talk about this all the time because, I mean, we get it. Like, we've had six kids between the two of us. And I think that it's, you know, my body changed. I gained 60 pounds with my three girls. I mean, when they say girls take your beauty, like, they were not kidding. And I mean, I was like a house. And I remember the only shoes I could wear were like flip-flops and Uggs. And it was so tragic. I remember my husband looking at me being like, are you leaving the house like that? Which he still does, but I know I'm killing the Uggs.
Speaking of Uggs, I still love them. We got the mini.
We got the super mini ones.
Yeah.
We had COVID at the same time, and literally all we did was
send each other COVID.
We gave each other COVID, and we literally just like would send on this one group text with the other girlfriend of ours who also had COVID.
Right.
What do we need to buy? And I'm like, am I really buying Uggs? Like, is this COVID like forcing me to buy Uggs? What's happening?
But it's a good one.
Well, I think, and they're so comfortable and they're honestly cute. Like, I wore them all winter with like socks and like Lululemons. And I was like, you know what? I don't even care if I look like a dork. Like, I love this. I'm comfortable.
So boots for fall.
Boots for fall. Tell us everything. I love an ankle bootie always. I just feel like but it's hard. Like that, you kind of have to wear it with a skinny jean or, you know, I always love Isabel Marant's boots. Those are my favorite. I feel like Saint Laurent has some really fierce boots for fall. But affordability wise, I'm loving LaRue shoes right now.
What are those?
Oh my gosh, you would love them. Marina LaRue, she used to work, she was in the industry. She worked at style.com. She worked at Barney's for a while.
Oh, that's right.
And she's so talented. And she started this shoe brand. And I mean, I'm like giving her a major shout out, but we're huge fans of her shoes. I mean, I wear them all the time. I love them. They're great affordability. I think most of them, she just did a collab with Oscar de la Renta, and those are a little bit higher priced, but they're like mostly under $400. Like, kind of similar. I would say, like, Schutz are a little bit, like, less expensive.
Schutz is a great brand. Great for
brand.
I mean, great. And great. I love, for boots, I love Stuart Weitzman. They do a great flat over the knee.
Yep.
I love I think for fall, though, you are going to come back and see the stiletto boot back.
Definitely.
Tight.
Oh, 100%.
But you're also going to, which I have for like 7-8 years, I have a flat pair of riding boots, Celine.
Yes. Those are coming back.
Those are coming back. Yes.
The horse girl.
Yes. And I love that look. I think, I mean, that's like Hermes classic. And, you know, there was all those when Chanel did their runway show. And
oh, that's right.
Remember the horse? Yes.
Castorani.
All right, let's just talk about a horse girl trend.
Horse girl trend. I mean, I think, but okay, how we do that in our day to day, like such a no-brainer, a white button down. Like the white button down is a classic staple that I think every woman should buy this fall.
Frank and Eileen has a great
Frankie Shop. I love Frankie Shop and H&M.
Can we talk about Frankie Shop too for a second?
Yeah.
Underestimated.
Totally underestimated.
Incredible.
New Yorkers love Frankie Shop. Like that's like a big New York, I feel like, you know.
Great coats,
when
great
I lived
blouses.
In the city, I would go there and find the best pieces that like I still wear all the time. So your white button down, which I love that look. I think it's so effortlessly chic.
Is undersized, oversized, or size? Your size.
I mean, I think you could do all of the above. I like, you know, a little front tuck with a cool pair of jeans. So, you know, my horse girl outfit, I would say I would wear like a cool tweed blazer with like a white button down underneath. Mm-hmm. And then a really cool pair of high-waisted jeans and a really beautiful pair of leather boots. And whether it's flat or a heel, I mean, I love heels too. I think that with a stiletto heel boot would look so chic.
So good.
And a really cool bag, like a saddle color.
Oh, yeah. The saddle color is the color for fall.
You have the bag that. I love, the Loewe puzzle bag.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, I think that's how Lauren and I shop, truly. And, you know, those investment pieces, I save them for shoes and bags. And I still, like my mom has an amazing collection of vintage bags that I steal all the time. And I think you can wear a Zara black dress with a really cool bag, a Bottega clutch. You know, you don't need to, the whole outfit doesn't need to be expensive, but invest in those pieces that, you know, I don't think Bottega and Celine bags are going anywhere. I think those bags are here to stay.
I love them. And sorry, listeners, we're like hopping all around.
I know.
But
I do
want to get to like your vintage stores and your vintage finds because, you know, I was reading the other day. I'm like, we love Phoebe Philo. She's a former Chloe, creative director, fashion head.
She made Celine.
She made Celine
amazing.
Who Celine is. Yes. And Chloe for that matter. So going down, you know, getting old Celine, old Chloe.
Like, yes.
Okay, but we're continuing. Okay, horse girl, so saddle color.
Yes, saddle bag, like a saddle colored bag and a chic boot. And honestly, you could interchange that with like a cool loafer. I think that like, and I always love a ballet flat. I feel like that's a classic. And then, you know, into the colder temperatures, we're seeing a lot of robe style coats for
That's what I was just about
for
to get
fall.
To. Robe style, really? Okay.
Proenza had a really great one that I was obsessed with, but they were all over the runways. And I feel like that's a really cool trend that, not even a trend, it's a classic. Like, I feel like, you know, that's like Halston.
It's like a trench coat. It's like a great trench.
I actually just got
a really beautiful trench from Mango. And it was $119, and it looks like it's Kate or Totem.
That was the best coat,
beautiful.
That Mango one. I mean, that was so good.
I got the Totem quilted one on sale at Bergdorf's. It's a little bit big. I'm thinking I have to have it taken in. I just haven't, but I'm always cold at the baseball field.
It's navy, right?
It's black.
Oh, it's black.
It's so good. And I got it like 70% off.
Pretty.
I'm like, fuck yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh. I was so happy.
I mean, when you find a sale on that, like
I remember,
what did I buy recently that was like, I got it on sale and I was like, yes, like it's such a score and you're so happy. And you're like, you know, I think you can justify those investment pieces by the amount of times you wear them. Especially, I always say that with the row pants, I wore them all winter because they were just the easiest, most comfortable piece that could kind of get me from day to night. I run home from a meeting, throw on heels, and I can wear them out. But I think investing in those pieces.
And also, like, I know we're going to get to it, but like,
yeah,
investing in great sweaters. It's let's say yeah. oh, investing yeah.
that was
in great
my big
coats,
thing.
You know,
yeah.
like, I think, you know, for fall, it's all about, again, what you just said. You just bought a great trench coat. I love that the robe kind of coat, the yeah. blazer. I do think it's more oversized, a little slouchier yeah. with something tight underneath. Yeah. It kind of gives you definition, but it also kind of just makes right. you put together.
It's like right. effortless.
It's like effortless. Right. And again, you know, like Hallie said, it could be a beautiful hot pink fuchsia. Like,
totally.
It's,
did you guys see that hot pink Loewe coat? I saw it at Elise Walker and it's for the fall. Oh. It's stunning. It's
do you know who has great pink. Coats too is Dorothy Schumacher.
Oh, I okay. love
Dorothy Schumacher. Thank you. Just sent me a great sweater set. Cute. It's so, her coats, I wore a cream one. I haven't given it back, Dorothy, but I will.
Oh, that's what I wore the last time I visited
yeah,
you.
You borrowed it. It's so good. And she did like a baby blue mohair. Like, have fun yeah, with coats. I mean, like, definitely. I have a coat addiction.
Yeah.
But I do think, and again, sweaters. Let's talk yeah. sweaters.
Right. So, I mean, Emma should got me hooked on the Jenny Kane cardigan.
Which I got hooked on because of her.
Okay. Jenny, so we have welcome. Molly to thank for that. Yeah.
It's called the cocoon. And you can have it in cotton. You can have it in cashmere. Best. You can have it in every type
alpaca.
Of beige. Alpaca.
It's the best.
It really is. Just,
let's describe it. It's an oversized.
It's like a boyfriend sweater. It's like a warm hug. It just, it's the best. Like, you can wear it. I mean, I've worn it over dresses. I wear it with jeans and flats. Probably.
It's I have it in every
300
color.
Days of the year.
Yeah.
Jenny Kane, great for lifestyle.
Great.
And also, just while we're on to sweaters,
yeah.
which we're going to deep dive into trends,
yeah.
but also talk to us about, I think there's nothing chicer than, and I know it's just kind of a trend that keeps on trending, but the monochromatic sets
yeah.
and how I that can that. Really pull your wardrobe together. Mm-hmm. It can be through athleisure. It can yeah. be like, again, you could wear a great, you know, A-Lo
yeah.
pant and then like same color beige sweater.
Yep.
Like, you can make athleisure look cool. I yep. end up getting Emisha and I the same Celine t-shirt.
Cute.
And then I have the sweatshirt that you can wear under a trench. But talk to us a little bit about like the power of the monochromatic, and then we'll go back to sweaters.
Yeah. I mean, so it's so funny. Lauren and I were just having this conversation and we were saying like the set is the new like post-pandemic athleisure. Like in the, you know, in during COVID, we were wearing sweatsuits.
Tie-dye. Everybody had tie-dye.
Oh my God, yeah. We were wearing
sweatsuits.
You
fucking love a tie-dye.
I loved a tie-dye.
Honestly,
I was so arranged tie dye.
We were wearing
Raquel Allegra. It's Molly. It's just it's tight. I'm like, you do not need another fucking tie dye.
I know. I have like an Ulla Johnson one that's like, like I remember like, walking downstairs and it. My husband was like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "To the kitchen." But no, I think the two piece sets are like our new version of that. So it's like people are ready to get dressed, leave their house, go out to dinner, go out with girlfriends. And I love these like skirt and top sets matching, you know, monochromatic, like whether you're wearing a like a knit sweater with like a knit skirt. I love that look.
What are some good brands or like where people can
find
them? I
feel like
that?
Alexis. I feel like you wear a lot of Alexis. Right. I love
great
the Staud.
Brand.
Right.
I
and they
love
have a lot
Staud.
Of great color block and two piece sets with like the top and the skirt. I love that look.
It also just makes you look pulled together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whether it be like a great little knit tank with like a knit sweater, like something about
definitely.
It. And then you can throw that on literally with a, you know,
yeah.
athleisure tight legging. Or,
yeah.
And again, another thing everyone should invest in, I know I keep harping on it, but a great pair of Wolford tights.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good tights.
Yeah. They will last you for 10 years.
Those
I
tights
raided,
are amazing.
I went New Jersey.
Yeah.
I went to the mall. I literally raided that Wolford there.
Yeah. You yeah. were, she left Wolford. Stocked.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was rich.
I mean, it's those are a great investment piece. And mm-hmm. like, it's so funny. I have clients always ask me, they're like, I can't wear that short of skirt in the winter. And I'm like, yes, you can get a great pair of opaque tights. They're like, oh, is that still in? I'm like, yes, that's
so
in.
Tights are in for
they're never
yes.
going away.
The tights are in for fall as well.
And I think,
yeah,
you know, it goes back to if you want to try a trend, try it. And if you're not comfortable in it, don't wear it because you're going to be miserable the whole night. Or day, but you can try those pieces and see how you feel. And I mean, sometimes if I wear like a little bit more of a risky outfit and I walk downstairs, my husband looks at me like, what are you wearing?
But you know, there's so many services now, like we love Macy's and they have this whole personal stylist division.
Yeah.
Of, so they can, you can meet with them on Zoom and it really does like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I have you guys, Emisha and I have each other, but like, it's yeah. so like good to like ask questions. And again, if it's like,
definitely,
I don't think I can pull this off. You probably shouldn't pull it off, but
you're not going to be comfortable.
And I 100% agree with you.
A lot of companies now have yeah. those personal styling features that can even help you pull from your own wardrobe.
Yep. Right. But, okay. And that's what we try to really do is like make you feel comfortable with what you have. You don't need to go spend a ton of money and buy new pieces, but you need that wardrobe that to have in your back pocket when you're getting dressed and you're missing those.
And I think there's also different types of people. Like I know at the end of the day, I know what works for me. I'm
yeah.
relatively classic. Like I like a you trend are. Here and there, but ultimately I stick to like what yeah. I know works
yeah.
and what I like. And my whole thing, this is the way I shop. It happened yesterday at Doen. I see something that I like and it looks good on me. If it's available yeah. in another color, I will buy it because sometimes it's hard to find things that you're like, ooh, that looks really good on me.
Yeah.
And it's a simple classic. So just if it comes in another color, buy it. You're not going to regret it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And if back to what you said, it's all about feeling confident and comfortable in what you're wearing, which I think is so important getting dressed. And I mean, even this morning, I tried on like 5 different tops that I was going to wear. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back to what I wanted to wear because mm-hmm. I'm not comfortable in this. Like, yeah. didn't want, you know, and I think that's so important is just being comfortable, feeling like you can walk out the door and go slay.
Mm-hmm. Slay.
So let's talk about sweaters. Okay, so we have Jenny Kane. We yeah. have the Cocoon. We love, you know, more expensive would be probably a Nelly Lotan, yeah, okay. a Kate. K-H-A-I-T-E.
So good.
Beautiful Totem sweaters. I Totem. Love a stripe.
Laleen. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay, so we love the girls at
Laleen. Oh my gosh. Well, and they were all at Vogue. Well, some of them are at Vogue when I was in
yeah
when I was in PR, and
great stripe.
Oh my gosh!
Great
I mean,
cashmere,
they're just so
great
cool
price point.
Yeah,
so great. They have beautiful dresses as well, but I think they're really known for their sweaters.
Yes, I love stealing my husband's sweaters. By the way, Lauren and I do that all the time. I mean, not that we have the same husband, but we steal our husband's sweaters. Like those are the coolest. I love that oversized knit with like a cool pair of jeans and
Me
a
too.
Sneaker. Like that's your weekend look. You're going to yeah. the soccer game. You look so chic.
Okay, before we go to rapid fire, okay. one last category I want okay. to discuss is evening and the power of the sparkle. And I think Emisha and I do it really, really well. We're not afraid to no. wear like a gold sequin or a t-shirt with just like a little bit yep. of a sparkle.
I love
or it. Or just that great pair of jeans with a great sparkly top. Like it's, I just think it's really
classic.
Fun. It's really classic. You look pulled together and it's like, you're kind of just put on a different top.
Yeah.
But kind of talk to our listeners just like a little bit about, cause it's, you kind of have to have a little bit of confidence to pull it off. I feel like.
Definitely.
Like,
and for
do I
me,
look like a disco ball?
No, yeah. I mean, oh my God. I love that, but I love it on like a really cool, I love the juxtaposition of that on like a knit sweater. I think that's mm-hmm. super cool. And make it a little edgy with a ripped jean, you know, like mix it up. Mix it up in terms of, you know, if you're going to wear that sparkle or for me, it's I love a bright color. So I would say yours is your sparkle. Mine's like a neon. And I have this old hot pink blazer. I think it was like Rag and Bone or something. And I love it with like a ripped, like totally ripped up jean. It just looks really cool. And if I wore it with a black pant, it would just look too serious. Do you know?
Yeah.
So I love the sequin. You know, give it a little bit of edge.
There's nothing better than also a sequin sweater. When I'm like looking at Zara, like I'll type in
yeah.
on my search bar, I'll type in like sequin sweater, sequin
yeah.
blazer, sequin something or something studded.
Yeah.
Like Alexander Wang, she got a great
oh
knockoff
God.
Version with the pearl. Where'd you get
that
it?
That was from Vita Grace. Vita Grace is such a good
so
site.
So good.
And so just like those little things that kind of just give that sparkle or
yep.
like that applique per se.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just kind of like cool girls you up a little.
Definitely. And I love putting that. Like I have one from Zara. It's so cool. It's like a pearl and rhinestone encrusted sweater. And I wear like a really chic collared button down underneath it with like the sleeves rolled, and it just looks cool.
Salani also does some great dresses with some sparkle. And I think if you can't pull off the top, you really don't want to do something with the dress. I think the best way to do is wear all black and do a fucking kick ass sparkle diamond shoe.
Right.
Just something like really fun. I'm obsessed with
the PVC Jimmy Choo right now. Like, I just keep going back to them, and I'm like, I feel like Emma Shiv was like, no. I'm like, yes, I want them still.
Oh, the PVC. And I also love, I mean, the Manolo Classic Hengisi.
You tried those on yesterday.
They're so beautiful.
And I, you know, listen, do never underestimate a sequin flat. Like, never. No. Or a studded flat. It just kind of ups the ante. And
definitely.
One of those Givenchy ones we had.
I still have them.
They don't fit me anymore. And it's heartbreaking. They're the coolest flats I've ever had. I still have them, but they don't fit.
Right. Like, and you have... Emisha has this super cool jeweled Marnie sandal that
that I got because of her.
But like, there's wear nothing those better with the black dress you bought yesterday. Oh, and like, you have an instant cool outfit that's like, you didn't have to put any effort in. Your shoes did it for you.
Yeah.
So that's our party shoe, right?
Okay, we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire. Okay. We're going to do a little bit of beauty because we didn't get to beauty. And we're going to do a little bit of fashion.
She loves her beauty products too, by the way.
Well, I mean, thanks to you two.
Favorite foundation.
Thanks to Emisha, the Ilia. I love that. Love it. So good. Lightweight. Sheer.
What's your favorite blush?
Again, thanks to you two, the Westman Atelier. I mean, you guys.
I know, she's so good. I got a DM from her yesterday being like, we're doing something personalized. We want you to have. I'm like, yes, ooh. I want to be in the first in the know. I will tell you everything. Favorite bronzer?
Charlotte Tilbury.
Mascara.
Oh, so this is weird. And I mean, it's not weird, but I love the Trish McAvoy mascara because it flakes off. Like when you wash your face, it comes off. It's really, I have sensitive skin and it works for me. Love it. Trish McAvoy lash curling mascara.
Favorite lip?
I mean, Westman Atelier is great. I know you love Stila too. I love the Stila, the red. It's like, I forget the color, but it's that matte, like all day lip gloss.
It's amazing.
It does not come off.
About skincare, what's your favorite cleanser?
I love the Tata Harper, the
regenerating
cleanser. I love that one.
Favorite serum?
Gosh, Barbara Sturm.
Favorite vitamin C?
Oh, I feel like I go back and forth. I actually really like the Laura Devgan one.
Yeah.
Favorite sunscreen?
I love Supergoop, and I mean, Emisha got me hooked on Soleil Toujours.
It's so good. Favorite hair dryer?
I mean, I air dry my hair, so I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I have really boring straight hair.
Favorite curling iron?
I love the Beach Waver. I'm a huge... Do you know Sarah Potempa?
Do I know Sarah Potempa? I've done a million shoots with Sarah. She's the best.
So her cousin went to college with me.
So it's called the Beach Waver.
Sister-in-law, not cousin.
Sarah Potempa. She started the company moons ago, and it's amazing.
Buy the Beach Waver. All right, I want to try it.
So we're going to go to Fashion Edition.
Okay.
Favorite bag?
Oh, I mean, right now, I love the Loewe. Any of their bags are so good. They're so good. I feel like that's the it bag right now, Loewe.
Favorite stiletto?
I mean, I really want the Loewe, the new black with the birthday candle heel. That's what I want right now. I'll send it to you guys. It's so good.
Favorite sweater?
Jenny Kane.
Favorite sweatsuit? Because I know you like a sweatsuit.
I love a sweatsuit. I mean, remember? The great is so good and warm. I loved warm when she had her own line. That was my...
You went to college with Winnie.
Yeah.
She is like ultimate New York cool girl.
She's the best.
She's so cool.
Favorite pant?
I would say that's a hard question. I mean, right now, I'm loving the Reformation ones right now, but the row pant is my go-to. If I don't know what to wear, that's what I'm wearing.
Favorite jean?
Redone. The ankle crop.
I have to try those.
And I love the A. Goldie Rileys. Those are so good.
Favorite necklace?
Foundry. I'm a huge fan.
Favorite earrings?
Irene Newirth.
I love me some Irene. She's so good.
It's my favorite. They're like your hearts, kind of, but I love them. Emisha got me hooked on 14 Karats and Ring Concierge.
If you could tell yourself, Hallie, if you could give your 10-year-old self a little bit of advice, what would it be?
I mean, don't be afraid to try something new. And I know that sounds cliche, but I think I worked in fashion for 10-ish years. I freelanced for a little while. I had my kids. I knew I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. But don't be afraid to go back. And, you know, I always thought, and I think you guys would say the same thing, but if I'm going to go back to work or working and anything that takes me away from my kids, I better fucking love it.
Yeah.
And I fucking love, I love what we're doing. I really do. And I
and it's amazing.
We're having so much fun.
You really are. You can tell it's so curated. It's high, it's low, it's investment. Oh my God, you need that. Hallie Simonara.
OMG, we love you.
OMG,
I love you guys. Thank you.
And I'm sad. We're sad that Lauren couldn't be here.
I know. Next time. We'll do a fall shopping trip for sure.
It's so good. All right, you guys can find Hallie and Lauren at OMG. You need that. It's so good. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I love you guys. Thank you.
We're excited. We're also going to go out tonight.
Yay! Round two.
You're amazing. You guys, till next week. We love you. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.